I will never leave you. I told you that the Comforter would come and take my place, and he would be with you forever. Children, the greater one's in you all the time. He's always there, waiting. So very few of my children ever learn how to put him to work, how to really access and use the greater one who's on the inside of them. I gave you a prayer to pray in Ephesians chapter 1, that you might know the exceeding greatness of my power to you. Lord, I wanted my church to know how great is the power towards them. The one who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think is in you, the Creator. He's got everything you need. Oh, my children, hear what the Spirit says to you this morning. Time to pull aside and look inside. If you have to shut everything down and just draw aside and look inside, and get quiet before me. I won't talk when you're talking, or if your mind is racing, trying to figure things out that you're facing with your mind, you can never pull up out of your mind what only the Spirit can do. But mind Him in you. Get your mind fixed on Him in you. The way you look inside is with your mind. You become occupied with your mind on me in you, and that way that's when I can talk to you. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, so I communicate with you through your spirit. I enlighten and illuminate you through your spirit. Everything that you'll ever have need of or ever need to know is already there inside you, waiting for you to draw it out. The Holy Spirit prayer language I gave you is to help you with this. When you don't know what to do, the greater one in you does know what to do, and he's waiting for you to access and use him. That prayer language, as my word says in 1 Corinthians 14, when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. Your spirit's in contact with me, the fountain of living waters. Of everything that you will ever have need of is already in you, waiting for you to draw it out. All the wisdom, all the strength, all the answers, all of the issues of life are already solved in you. I said you have an unction, an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. How do you know all things? By looking in your spirit to the greater one, me in you. I know what to do about everything, and I'll show it to you. But I won't chase you down or stop you to hear what I have to say. Children, I'm always trying to show you what to do. I'm always trying to get you to see the truth. But you have to wait on me. Look to me inside you. Things you can't figure out and don't know what to do about, I do. And as you learn and discipline yourself to pull aside and look inside, you'll get in a flow of this, and it'll become as natural to you as breathing. And then when you need answers for anything, you've disciplined yourself and learned yourself to pull aside and look inside, and it'll be the easiest thing you ever do is getting answers, because you've learned how to listen with your spirit. I operate out of your spirit. Your spirit, man, is my lamp, my candle. That's where I do my spotlighting on you. I illuminate you in your spirit. Anything that's coming at you or trying to get your attention in the sense realm, that's not how I work. I don't work by the senses. I don't work by reasoning or feeling. I work inside by my spirit, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord, than by my spirit in you. You have everything you'll ever have need of in life to put you over inside of you. I want you to live out of your spirit from the inside out. Like I said, if you'll learn to do this and learn to pull aside and look inside and get quiet and listen, you'll find that the more disciplined you become to this, the less time it'll take you to listen and hear what I'm saying. I'm always in you. I'm always trying to show you what to do. I'm here all the time. But the roar of the world and your thought life can drown out my voice. So listen with your spirit. And as you learn to discipline yourself and get quiet before me, you'll find that I'll not only give you the answers to what you're dealing with, I'll give you the answers to help other people around you as well. And it all comes out of your spirit. The fountain of living waters is alive in you all the time. All the time. Power is always present everywhere in you. So draw on me. Look to me. Call on me. Use the name of Jesus to call for what you want. And when you ask me for something, I give it to you. I told you I would. That everything that you ask of me in the name of Jesus, I'd give it to you. It gets deposited in your spirit. Ask and you shall receive. Everyone that asks receives. It's in their spirit. They ask me for things and I deposit it in their spirit, but they never get it out because they don't take time to pray it out. That's right. If you pray in tongues and look inside, that'll come rising up out of you, the answer. That's why I told you to pray for the interpretation. I might give the answer to you in tongues and interpretation. Or it might just become by an inward witness, just a knowing in you, this is what I do. That knowing that'll come up out of you will always be peaceful. Peace. I said let peace make the call. My answers always come in peace. If there's not peace there, that's not me. I dwell in a heart of peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, but let peace in you. Let it rule. Let it govern your every move and action. Let it govern your thoughts. Anything that doesn't come in peace did not come from me. Make your judgments on that. Peace. The inward witness will always give you peace. I'm your peace. As you learn to live this way, you'll become where you're undisturbed about everything. Never. You never get disturbed or troubled about nothing because you've learned where the source is. Me and you. The greater one. I can do more for you than you can ask or think. So let me do it for you. Just draw aside and listen, and I'll show you what to do about everything. Because all the promises of God in Jesus, in me, are yes and amen.